Kathy, if you read us back in open session, please.
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened in closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Heiser.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Okay, we're back in open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing none, last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins. Mr. Moon.
Well, although I did not vote for the decision to cancel the Christmas parade, I do think that it's probably the best for the benefit of our citizens. I do agree that there's possibly a vaccine that is going to be ready by the end of the month. So maybe by this time next year, we'll be good to go and we'll be able to have a parade again.
And everything else.
And everything else. That's right.
That's all right. You're all committed.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Steele.
Appreciate all these folks doing their job well. All of them. You know, I made a statement the other day to somebody. I said, you know, if one of us fail, we all fail. So we're all in this together. You know, we're looking at a place. I feel sorry for them. It's a mess. And I don't know what all is going on about my life, really. But I know that. For instance, I appreciate your take on the trash truck, Scott, being a team player. You're pulling for your men, and I appreciate that, but also in the same token, I appreciate you saying, you know what, it is what it is. If we need trash truck, we need trash truck.
Yep, I agree. Thank you.
And I appreciate you taking that statement. And I can't thank all of you, Jimmy, Will, for staying on top of everything. Because there's a whole lot of stuff comes into this every day that we don't even have a clue about. You all know more about what goes on.
He pointed his finger at you that time.
Yeah, Kathy, that knows what's going on. And it's very important that we stay on top of it. And like I said, if one of us fail, we all fail because we're all in this together. We all got to have a job and a place to live. And that's what our goal is to make it a livable place and employ some people to keep it that way. Done.
Thank you. Mrs. Steele.
Well, I'm sad that we don't have a parade, and I'm saddened for all of the things that we have done away with this past year due to the COVID-19 situation. And hopefully, as Devante said, that this will pass and next year we'll be able to resume our normal activities. And I echo Joe with what everybody does every day, all the overtime that is put in on cold days with water shooting out everywhere and things like that. That's sad. And the police for putting their lives on the line every day. And Jimmy for hanging out down there in that building dealing with the public. And you see Miss Kathy. And council for what you do that I don't see. I'm done.
All right. K, Couple of things. First of all, before I get into comments, while you guys were talking, I was sitting here thinking, we are very close on the December 30th on this CARES Act meeting. Mm-hmm. So just in case that we need to discuss and vote on anything, you know, quicker rather than later, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting for September the 23rd, which is normally our workshop meeting, as a special call meeting.
November.
Yeah, really. I'm trying to go back September, guys. I wrote September down too.
It's been March since.
Yeah, on November 23rd, that's a special call meeting. That way, we do have anything that's, you know, pressing us that we can take care of it at that point in time. Council, thank you guys for everything that you all do. You know, it's difficult being up here and making the decisions that you all have got to make and I've got to make, and you know, it's very well appreciated by myself. All of our departments, thank you all. I'm going to do a special shout out to one of our workers, Randy Wireman. When we had the water main break down there, Randy was on vacation and came in from vacation and down there in the middle of everything, helping the rest of the crew get everything ready. And I think that's the type of dedication that we have from our employees. And it's appreciated by everyone up here. I can assure you guys of that. Again, Christmas parade, I agree with everyone that I hate that we can't do it, but I think in the interest of safety, it's the best thing that we can do. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We are adjourned.